This is the reading for March 15th, Psalm 74. God, why have you rejected us for so long? Why are you angry with us, the sheep of your pasture? Remember the people you bought long ago. You saved us, and we were your very own. After all, you live on Mount Zion. Make your way through these old ruins. The enemy wrecked everything in the temple. Those who were against you shouted in your meeting place and raised their flags there. They came with axes raised as if to cut down a forest of trees. They smashed the carved panels with their axes and hatchets. They burned your temple to the ground. They have made the place where you live unclean. They thought, "We will completely crush them." They burned every place where God was worshipped in the land. We do not see any signs. There are no more prophets, and no one knows how long this will last. God, how much longer will the enemy make fun of you? Will they insult you forever? Why do you hold back your power? Bring your power out in the open and destroy them. God, you have been our king for a long time. You bring salvation to the earth. You split open the sea by your power and broke the heads of the sea monster. You smashed the heads of the monster Leviathan and gave him to the desert creatures as food. You opened up the springs and streams and made the flowing rivers run dry. Both the day and the night are yours. You made the sun and the moon. You set all the limits on the earth. You created summer and winter. Lord, remember how the enemy insulted you. Remember how those foolish people made fun of you. Do not give us, your doves, to those wild animals. Never forget your poor people. Remember the agreement you made with us, because violence fills every dark corner of this land. Do not let your suffering people be disgraced. Let the poor and helpless praise you. God, arise and defend yourself. Remember the insults that come from those foolish people all day long. Don't forget what your enemies said. Don't forget their roar as they rise against you always. Numbers chapter 29. Have a holy meeting on the first day of the seventh month, and don't work on that day. That is the day you blow the trumpets. Bring these burnt offerings as a smell pleasing to the Lord: one young bull, one male sheep, and seven male lambs a year old. They must have nothing wrong with them. With the bull, give a grain offering of 6 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil. With the male sheep, offer 4 quarts, and with each of the 7 lambs, offer 2 quarts. Offer 1 male goat for a sin offering to remove your sins so you will belong to God. These offerings are in addition to the monthly and daily burnt offerings. Their grain offerings and drink offerings must be done as you have been told. These offerings are made by fire to the Lord, and their smell is pleasing to Him. Have a holy meeting on the 10th day of the 7th month. On that day, do not eat and do not work. Bring these burnt offerings as a smell pleasing to the Lord: 1 young bull, 1 male sheep, and 7 male lambs a year old. They must have nothing wrong with them. With the bull, give a grain offering of 6 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil. With the male sheep, it must be 4 quarts, and with each of the 7 lambs, it must be 2 quarts. Offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. This will be in addition to the sin offering which removes your sins, the daily burnt offering with its grain offering and the drink offerings. Have a holy meeting on the 15th day of the 7th month, and do not work on that day. Celebrate a festival to the Lord for 7 days. Bring these burnt offerings made by fire as a smell pleasing to the Lord: 13 young bulls, 2 male sheep, and 14 male lambs a year old. They must have nothing wrong with them. With each of the 13 bulls, offer a grain offering of 6 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil. With each of the 2 male sheep, it must be 4 quarts, and with each of the 14 lambs, it must be 2 quarts. Offer 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the daily burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 2nd day of this festival, give an offering of 12 bulls, 2 male sheep, and 14 male lambs a year old. They must have nothing wrong with them. Bring the grain and drink offerings for the bulls, sheep, and lambs according to the number required. Offer 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the daily burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 3rd day, offer 11 bulls, 2 male sheep, and 14 male lambs a year old. They must have nothing wrong with them. bring the grain and drink offerings for the bulls, sheep, and lambs, according to the number required. Offer one male goat as a sin offering in addition to the daily burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the fourth day, offer 10 bulls, 2 male sheep, and 14 male lambs a year old. They must have nothing wrong with them. Bring the grain and drink offerings for the bulls, sheep, and lambs, according to the number required. Offer one male goat as a sin offering in addition to the daily burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the fifth day, offer 9 bulls, 2 male sheep, and 14 male lambs a year old. They must have nothing wrong with them. Bring the grain and drink offerings for the bulls, sheep, and lambs, according to the number required. Offer one male goat as a sin offering in addition to the daily burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the sixth day, offer 8 bulls, 2 male sheep, and 14 male lambs a year old. They must have nothing wrong with them. Bring the grain and drink offerings for the bulls, sheep, and lambs according to the number required. Offer one male goat as a sin offering in addition to the daily burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the seventh day, offer 7 bulls, 2 male sheep, and 14 male lambs a year old. They must have nothing wrong with them. Bring the grain and drink offerings for the bulls, sheep, and lambs according to the number required. Offer one male goat as a sin offering in addition to the daily burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the eighth day, have a closing meeting and do not work on that day. Bring an offering made by fire, a burnt offering as a smell pleasing to the Lord. Offer one bull, 1 male sheep, and 7 male lambs a year old. They must have nothing wrong with them. Bring the grain and drink offerings for the bull, the male sheep, and the lambs according to the number required. Offer one male goat as a sin offering in addition to the daily burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. At your festivals, you should bring these to the Lord, your burnt offerings, grain offerings, drink offerings, and fellowship offerings. These are in addition to other promised offerings and special gifts you want to give to the Lord. Moses told the Israelites everything the Lord had commanded him. Numbers 30. Moses spoke with the leaders of the Israelite tribes. He told them these commands from the Lord. If a man makes a promise to the Lord or says he will do something special, he must keep his promise. He must do what he said. If a young woman still living at home makes a promise to the Lord or pledges to do something special, and if her father hears about the promise or pledge and says nothing, she must do what she promised. She must keep her pledge. But if her father hears about the promise or pledge and does not allow it, then the promise or pledge does not have to be kept. Her father would not allow it, so the Lord will free her from her promise. If a woman makes a pledge or a careless promise and then gets married, and if her husband hears about it and says nothing, she must keep her promise or the pledge she made. But if her husband hears about it and does not allow it, he cancels her pledge or the careless promise she made. The Lord will free her from keeping it. If a widow or divorced woman makes a promise, she must do whatever she promised. If a woman makes a promise or pledge while she's married, and if her husband hears about it but says nothing and does not stop her, she must keep her promise or pledge. But if her husband hears about it and cancels it, she does not have to do what she said. Her husband has canceled it, so the Lord will free her from it. A woman's husband may make her keep or cancel any promise or pledge she has made. If he says nothing to her about it for several days, she must keep her promises. If he hears about them and says nothing, she must keep her promises. But if he cancels them long after he heard about them, he is responsible if she breaks her promise. These are commands that the Lord gave to Moses for husbands and wives, and for fathers with daughters living at home.